Last summer, the London 2012 Olympic Games dominated many aspects of the news and TV. We saw many great performances and events, and famous athletes, such as Mo Farah and Usain Bolt. While it is unlikely that many of those in this room will one day run in the Olympic Games, you and I do have a race to run. The Bible describes the Christian life like a race, and throughout the year we have been looking at that race and learning about how we can best run it. God tells us to run in such a way as to obtain the prize, and so we need to learn as much as possible about running the race. From looking at different characters out of the Bible, maybe you can learn something from these characters too.
At the end of every race, the winner is often called the champion. The Christian race is a little bit different to races we have on earth, because the Bible tells us that everyone who finishes the Christian race will have the prize in heaven. We may have this prize because of what the Lord Jesus done for us at the cross. The Lord Jesus never sinned, yet he suffered on the cross to take the punishment we deserve. 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. If we turn from our sins and put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, we too will have eternal life. Truly, Jesus Christ is our supreme champion.
We learned about an Ethiopian man who joined the Christian race. In Ethiopia, many people worshipped false gods. However, this man believed in one true and living God. He made a big journey from his home to the city of Jerusalem, where he was able to buy a part of the Bible.
The Bible is God's wonderful book. It contains all that God would want us to know about himself. It is a wonderful guide to help us live our lives. It also tells us how we may join the most important race.
As the Ethiopian left Jerusalem, he started to read God's word, but he was not able to understand it. God knew this and sent Philip, one of the followers of the Lord Jesus, to help the Ethiopian understand. Philip was able to explain to him about how the Lord Jesus had suffered and died for his sins, and that by believing in the Lord Jesus, the Ethiopian could be saved. The Ethiopian man learned about how he could join the race when Philip showed him from the Bible.
We read about another man who started on the race. His name was Saul. Saul thought that he was running in the right race. He thought that running the race to please God was about obeying God's rules and learning lots about him. One day, as Saul went on a journey to find more Christians in another town, the Lord Jesus spoke to Saul on the road to Damascus. There was a blinding light, and Saul fell to the ground. The Lord spoke to him, asking him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" It was then that Saul realized he needed to start the race. Saul made a decision to turn to the Lord Jesus and start running the race. He had to turn from his sin and trust the Lord Jesus. Have you done that?
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out.
Romans chapter 10, verse 14. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
The Lord told Saul to go to the town of Damascus, but he was blind because of the great light. God sent a man named Ananias to speak to Saul. God performed a mighty miracle through Ananias because Saul was able to see again. Saul had a new name, that was Paul. We knew that he had already trusted the Lord Jesus because we read that he's received the Holy Spirit and he began to preach about the Lord Jesus.
A
As you look at marathon runners, you may notice that they have many things to help them run. Special shoes and clothing or special water bottles. God has given us something far better to help us run the race. He has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide and help us. We are going to learn more about the race in a moment, but first the Junior Sunday School are going to come and share a little of what they have learned this year, and then the whole Sunday School are going to sing.
This year in Sunday School, we have been learning Psalm 23.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's hard to keep going in the race. As we run the Christian race, we may have many difficulties that slow us down. We learned about a man named Peter who faced a big challenge in his Christian race.
Peter, one of the disciples, was with Jesus when the soldiers came to arrest him. Unlike the other disciples who ran away, Peter followed behind the Lord Jesus into the palace courtyard. Earlier that night, Peter had made a big promise to stay loyal to the Lord Jesus. However, he broke that promise when he denied Jesus. After the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, he talked to Peter, but he did not mention that Peter had been unfaithful. It was clear that the Lord Jesus had forgiven him. Even when Peter had denied the Lord Jesus, he was still in the Christian race, but he had tripped and fallen. Just like Peter, all of us here Christians may trip and do things that displease the Lord Jesus. However, just like Peter, we can come back to the Lord again.
We have learned about joining the race, starting the race, staying in the race, and now the final stage of the race is finishing. We learned about a man named Stephen who had reached this stage. Stephen was running the race. Listen to what the Bible says about Stephen.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 6, verse 5, "And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost."
Stephen did many things for the Lord, but many people didn't like him. Some people told lies about him, and he was brought to court. The Holy Spirit gave Stephen the power to tell the truth when he was in court. This was a very difficult part of Stephen's Christian race, but he didn't give up. He kept going because he knew what the prize was. The people were so angry they lifted stones and began to throw them at him. Stephen had reached the end of his race on earth, but we read that as he died, he was looking up into heaven and could see the Lord Jesus standing at the right hand of God. We will now hear a verse from the Bible that is so true about Stephen.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith."
As we have heard about some people from the Bible tonight, I wonder have you realised what links all of these people have together. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Running the race is only possible through the Lord Jesus Christ.
God used Peter on the day of Pentecost when many people trusted the Lord Jesus.
As the church got bigger, those who hated the Lord Jesus started to fight against the Christians. Stephen lost his life for the gospel. Many Christians had to leave Jerusalem because their lives were in danger. But they were able to spread the gospel wherever they went.
Saul went on a journey to find and arrest the Christians who had left, but it was then that he hears the Lord Jesus and he started the right race. Philip was one of the disciples who left Jerusalem. It was only then he was able to explain the scriptures to the Ethiopian men so he could realize how he could be saved.
I wonder, have you begun to run the race yet? You can start tonight.
All right. Thanks very much, boys and girls. It's been brilliant just to hear you speaking so well and reciting parts of the Psalms and singing. So you're a bit, you can sit down and relax now. And now we're going to invite Mark, Pastor Mark Taylor, to come and share with us.
Brilliant. What was Aaron, what were you standing waiting on there? Were you waiting on a big introduction? Good to be with you all tonight. Wonderful to be here. And it's great. Boy, I seen a wee man. Aye. Come you up here and see me, son. I never saw a jacket like this in my life. How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Toby.
Toby. How long do we say? Right, Toby. So, race. Okay. Come on over here. Between me and you, over to there and back. Go! I won! I won! Go sit down, Toby, and that's great to see it. Now, isn't it wonderful that we were talking about athletics and the Olympics, wasn't it? So tell me again what you learnt. You learnt about a wee man, and he was from a country called Ethiopia. And who was it that opened the Bible and told them about Jesus? Who? Philip. And then we learned about another man. His name was called Stephen. Who?
Stephen.
And what happened to him? Boys, he got persecuted. And we learned all these wonderful stories. And now, where do you hear this? My wife and my wee boys were supposed to come with me tonight, but my mum and family are all up staying with us. So they stayed. But where do you hear this? Now, about 5 months ago, my wee boys came to me. Now, listen very carefully what they said to their daddy. They came to me one night in the sitting room and they said, Daddy, you are putting on a belly. Daddy, you are getting bald. And Daddy, you would need to start working out. What do you got there? That's what my boy said to me. So do you know what I did? Where do you hear what I did? I said to myself, the cheeky wee monkeys. They're cheeky wee monkeys. I'm going to show them that I'm the fittest in the whole house. So I went away down. Boys, there's good days in Sports Direct. Hello, Robbie. Bless you, brother. You still keep them weighings, boys, as soon as you look at them. Robbie, you're brilliant. Good. Now, what do you hear, boys and girls? I went away down and, see the first thing I bought myself? I bought myself a lovely pair of shorts. And then I thought, you know, I need something else to look really cool. So. I bought myself a nice pair of trainers. Oh, I feel them. They're lovely. And these wee trainers, boys, they're lovely. And I got myself a nice pair of trainers. And then I thought, I need something else. I need something else. What else would I need, boys and girls? What else would I need? Well, blue matches my eyes. But I like orange. What? Me? See, when I tried this on at home, they laughed at me. They said it didn't fit me. Well, I think it just fits snug. What do you mean it doesn't match? Will you help? Pull that down for me. Boys, help me quickly. Pull. I'm stuck. And then, oh, my wee voice came to me and says, Daddy, you aren't going out the door like that. I says, I am. I'm going to beat you in this race. I'm going to beat. And then my wee boys, oh, they said, Daddy, we got you something. Because you're not just finished yet. They know what I like. John Cena's sweatpants. Because he's my favorite wrestler. Anybody know him? You can't see me. Yeah? So I got my sweatpants. And then it says, you know, I'm going to be out running. And I look the part like, don't I? But they're still going to see my ball patch. So Dylan says, Daddy, don't you worry about your ball patch, because I got you something really special. My John Cena hat. So here we were, boys and girls, and we decided we're going to have a family race. But I didn't know something. My wee wife and my wee boys, they had been training. Aye. And the only training I had been doing was in the flash in the pan in Bushmills. So we went out to the railway track. And we were all ready for the race, boys and girls. Boys, we were ready for the race. And I felt good. Sweatbands, cap, new trainers. I thought, I'm going to beat them. And then when I get to the finish line, I look back and go, you can't see me. And we started. Okay, and it was a big, we were running right along to the Giant's Causeway. Have you ever been at the Giant's Causeway? Yes! And that's where I live. So here we were. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm a fast sort of a boy. So when we say go, I start really fast. Right? So somebody shout, go. But guess what happened? Do you know what happened? The next thing I looked and I thought I was running real fast and had all these good faces. And the next thing, my wee wife Heather, and she's not the head of two turf. My wee wife Heather, she went by me and went, hi darling. And the next thing, my wee son Luke, and he's only this height. He went by me. Hey, fat boy. And the next thing, oh, I says, well, like, if mummy beats me, that's all right. And if Luke beats me, because he's quite sporty. But there's no way Dylan's beating me. No way. And the next thing, before I knew where I was at, I was coming running. And Dylan knocked off my hat and he went, hello, Baldy. And guess what, boys and girls? They were all back at the tram line. And here was Daddy coming back in all his new gear. Just walking back. And when I got back, keep my hat. You said I'm bald? And when I come back to the tram line, what do you hear? You're listening very carefully. My wee boy said to me, my wee boy Luke, and he's lovely. He says to me, Daddy, do you know the problem? I says, what's the problem, son? He says, you didn't prepare for the race. And he says, Daddy, do you know what? That's all them chicken goujons and all that garlic mayonnaise. And Daddy, we were training for the race and we were prepared. And we won the race. Now, boys and girls, mummies and daddies tonight, listen, we've been hearing about this race now. This race. And it was starting the race, staying in the race, and then the big important thing is finishing the race. Now, let me look down this side. I'm going to get this off because that's squashing my lungs. Excuse me? It's very, very tiny. Now, listen carefully. Listen carefully, because I've one more wee quick story to tell you. It's a real, true story. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Boys and girls, mummies and daddies, let me look at everybody tonight. Here's the big million-dollar question. Have you made preparation for the race?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
So you're telling me tonight you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart?
Yes.
Wow. What about all over on this side? Have you made preparation for the race now?
Yes.
You made preparation for the race?
Yes.
You can make preparation tonight. Now I'm going to tell you a story very, very quickly. Can I have 2 minutes? Is that all right? Now, listen very carefully to tell you this. Okay? Anybody heard about the Boston Marathon? What do you hear? Did anybody hear about the Boston Marathon? Well, I'm going to tell you a true story. Are you ready to meet one of my wee friends? You ready? This is Billy the Bloon. And Billy the Bloon was born a lovely, lovely, lovely wee boy. And everybody came over to the cot and went, "Coochie, coochie, 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 Billy." And they all thought he was absolutely lovely. And Billy, well, what happened, do you think? He started to get bigger. And when you hear this, he started to go to Sunday school. Now, it's amazing. Guess what Sunday school he went to? The Baptist! How did that happen? He went to the Baptist Sunday school. And there he was told this important verse. You ready for it now? Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse number 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And he had a wee Sunday school teacher, you know, like, he's a very good singer, you know. Mm-hmm. And he had a wee Sunday school teacher, and the Sunday school teacher kept talking to him and saying, "Billy, it's time you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, Billy." And you know what Billy said? "Wise up. I've got so much time. Sure, I'm only a young boy. I've got so much time. I don't need to ask Jesus Christ into my heart." And guess what happened, boys and girls? He got bigger. And he went to school. And then he went through school and he went to university. And he started to study a big, brilliant subject. Do you know what the subject was called? Not math. Not science. Not biology. Not sociology. Do you know what he studied? Bloonology. He studied bloonology. And then one day, he was in the canteen and he was sitting and somebody handed him a gospel tract and said, "Billy, I've been praying for you. Billy, do you know something? You're getting older and it's time you trusted Jesus Christ. It's time you trusted Jesus Christ." Do you know what Billy said to him? What do you think he said to him? "Wise up." And then Billy turned round and he looked across the canteen. You ready, boys and girls? And he saw the most beautifulest, beautiful girl in a lovely lemon dress. And he went over to her and he says to her, "What's your name?" And she says, "My name's Betty Bloom." And he says, "What's your name?" And he says, "My name's Billy Bloom." And then guess what? What do you think he did? He says, "Could me and you go out on a wee date?" She says, "Where are we going to go to, Billy?" He says, "I think we'll go to the Baptist church. That's a lovely date. And I think we'll go and hear Pastor Lyle. What do you think of that for a date?" And they went to church, and here was Billy and wee Betty. And they went to church, and Pastor Lyle started to preach. And guess what he preached on? "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." And Billy looked at Betty and says, "No. We don't need to hear this. This is awful. I don't want this, Jesus Christ. And Billy just went out, but guess what happened? Betty asked Jesus Christ into her heart. And Betty got saved. And Billy just didn't like it. Billy absolutely hated it. And Billy used to just stay away all the time at his work, all the time. And he never come home until one day he decided, you know what? I think I should take my wee wife to the Boston Marathon. Because I haven't really spent much time with her. And I really need to spend time with her. And I would need to tell her that I love her. And he had all this big trip planned. You ready? We're near finished. He had this big trip planned. And here they went, and they were at the Boston Marathon, and they were standing at the marathon, and all of a sudden... Billy busted. He did. Guess what happened, Billy? Billy died in the big bomb. And his wee wife stood, and here's what she cried. Billy, my wee Billy, why did he not remember his creator in the days of his youth? Now, boys and girls, listen carefully tonight. I'm leaving you with this verse. Mummies and daddies and everybody, listen carefully. Here's what James 4, verse number 14 says. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a wee while and then vanishes. I wonder, do you know? Do you know the Creator tonight? Do you know Him? Do you really know Him? Boys and girls, I pray that you'll know Him.